You are now listening to the My Rogue Podcast, a casual Star Wars conversation.
Hello, everyone. So happy you chose to listen wherever and whenever you are. We are the My Rogue Podcast. I am Casual Brian, and as always, joined by
Superfan Mike
and Fanboy Eric. Welcome back, guys. Extended vacation is over.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been so long, I almost forgot my name.
You almost forgot your name. You're going to come in with just Mike.
I almost said Fanboy Mike.
Did you say Fanboy? I would have cracked.
I almost did.
If you would have said Fanboy Mike, I would have rolled with Superfan Eric, and then there'd been things. You know what would be really funny? If our names were actually like awards rather than official titles. So it's like one of those things where it's like whoever does the most Star Wars stuff each season is then awarded the super fan title for the subsequent season, right?
Okay, or like a trophy almost, like a badge of honor.
Yeah, like a superlative, or like a little trophy, a badge of honor. Like who earns the super fan title after end of each season? That could be coming for your throne, man. Coming for your throne.
Well, let's see. I'm already halfway through Queen's Hope. I just rewatched the prequels, and I started the new Star Wars Lego game today. So
yeah, where you win. win.
I finished the Thrawn Ascendancy first book. I'm halfway through the second one. Watched Rogue One the other day just for a rewatch, and yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Man, okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you both. I have not touched a single shred of Star Wars in two months.
It was one of those things. That's good, though.
All right, casual air.
It was casual air. I don't even know if I lost Fanboy. Now I'm just like Boy Eric. Like, you know.
Boy Eric.
I can't even be a fan. You know, that's what it was, though, dude. I needed like a little bit of a purge because
I did that
so hard in Star Wars, particularly the end there with the High Republic. Because, I mean, I was reading every comic book, listening to every book.
Right.
This, like, I was so deep and I was like, dude, I need something different. Like, and I even pulled away from fiction. Like, I listened to Project Moonshot, which I highly recommend. It was like a good way to like come off of a space adventure into a little bit more realistic space adventure. And then I just did a couple of self-help books. I highly recommend Atomic Habits. If you haven't read that book, I think it's a really pragmatic, easy listen. Read it. It's good. It's great. It's really, really great. But that's sort of like, that was the reset, right? Of coming into like of the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. It's always good to have different styles of books that you can listen or read just to, switch it up some, just to, you know, recharge the batteries of the things you love to do.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It was a good recharge, but I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back
Definitely.
Our sixth season, which is a bit of a special season. I don't know. Superfan Mike, you want to share what we're doing this season that's a little different?
Basically all thriller, no filler.
All thriller, no filler, baby. Yeah.
Sort of an abridged.
Yep.
Something like that, right? So I guess for anyone who's listening to season six here, thank you for tuning in and thank you for coming back to My Rogue Podcast. We do truly appreciate it, but we are doing more episodes this season. We're going to be releasing weekly once Kenobi's out and maybe even some other ones here and there, but continue with our normal bi-weekly schedule. We'll be releasing on Tuesdays is the plan, sometimes on Monday, but most likely on Tuesdays is the plan. And they're going to be shorter episodes and we're going to be going weekly during Kenobi. And it's going to be, like we said, all thriller, no filler. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Much more intense Star Wars discussions.
It will be.
Yeah. Either a speculation or a main topic, but not both is sort of the idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Except during Kenobi. It'll be all Kenobi.
Which is a main topic. That would normally be our main topic. I don't see it as a, without a doubt. This is the biggest.
There's going to be a lot to talk about in that show. I'm really excited for it to happen. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun for us. So
absolutely.
We're about 5 weeks away.
Yeah, it's going to be here really soon. Arguably the most important Star Wars TV show launch.
Yeah. Definitely. I would say so.
I would think so, too. I would think so, too. Oh, man.
All right. Should we get into it?
Let's roll.
Let's definitely go.
All thriller, baby!
From the HoloNet, here are your weekly stories.
It's time for the news. All right, it's time for our HoloNet section. I'm going to keep it sweet. All thriller, no filler, right, baby?
All thriller, no filler.
All right, I get to start it off since I did the intro, kind of. But I'm just jumping right into it. Vision, okay. Season 2. It's reportedly in development right now. Everything's kind of rumored until about 5 weeks when you get Star Wars Celebration, when you'll probably get all the official announcements. But as of right now, they're talking about doing season 2 of Vision. So
is it rumored to be happening or season 2 confirmed with details TBD?
It's more rumored.
It's rumor.
It's all rumor.
It's basically okay. Rumored, but a lot of good sources, I guess. So.
Okay. It's
reliable. Take it how you want. It piqued a lot of interest. So
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if this was more just fact that we're just, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, in five weeks at Celebration, you'll probably get the official announcement. They got the Bad Batch season 2 panels. You'll probably get a trailer, season 3 for Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the same weekend that first two episodes of Kenobi comes out.
Oh, is that the same weekend?
Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
Man, dude, we might have to do a double wide episode that week then. That's a possibility. Because if we got to talk about two episodes of Kenobi plus Star Wars Celebration,
who knows? Maybe two. Maybe we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, maybe two separate episodes. We'll figure that out. Dude, that's a lot of Star Wars. That's good. You know, I feel like, I'm going to put this out there. I feel like we took the break at the precisely right time to take a break from Star Wars. Right? Because this was a slow period of Star Wars in between when we went off the air versus start of season 6.
Here. So nobody planned any trips or anything special that weekend.
Sorry, what were you saying, Brian?
I said they're not going to release a bunch of big news, you know, 3 weeks before Celebration or a month before. No. So, you know.
No, you're right. Yeah, sort of like everything is like Kenobi and Star Wars Celebration coming into it right now. So,
yeah.
Nice. Good story, Mikey. Good story. I'm excited. Yeah. Star Wars Vision was a success. I'm glad.
I loved it.
Loved it. They hit a home run on that one. I hope they do it again. Well, I really hope they do it again.
And now for season 6, let's change it up a little. Let's go with Eric second.
Oh, yeah!
Back in second.
Back in my comfort spot, number 2.
Threw that curveball on you, Brian.
Well, it's right, perfect, man. Because my story is a number 2 story. Similar to yours, Mike, this is yours is about Vision season 2. Mine is about Star Wars High Republic phase 2. So for those who are keeping tabs on it this week, on the official High Republic YouTube show and podcast, they dropped the first cover art for Phase 2 of the High Republic. And this is going to be the cover art for the young adult novel, which is Star Wars The High Republic Path of Deceit. The book itself is written by Groton in Ireland. I don't know their first names. I should know that off the top of my head. But the premise of a really beautiful cover, it actually kind of reminds me of the Star Wars New Hope movie poster. If you remember the first one where it's like the blue background and the three standing there, like it kind of looks like that, but a little bit more stylized and artistic, like very almost like a Renaissance painting, but depicted in that way. It's a very pretty, very, very pretty cover. And apparently they released a little bit of details there. The only details that we got is that it's going to be about a Pantoran Jedi, a character that's only currently known as Mother, or as the Mother. And there's going to be a new Everini character, Marda Ro, who is of the same species as Markian Ro from Phase 1. So it'll be curious to see what happens. Apparently she is a good person. That's the initial thing, is that she's not a bad guy, but a good guy. And it's going to take place on the planet Dalna, which was fairly central to the story for the High Republic. And we're going to be in a new group of, I believe, Force users, but they're called the Path of the Open Hand. So that will be potentially a group that plays a big part in Phase 2. But either way.
Path of the Open Hand. What a cool name for a group.
Yeah. It is. Now, do you think it's going to be because they slap somebody if they get out of line? Like, whoop-ah! Get the open hand slap. Boom!
Oh, man.
We'll see. Oh, so for all the High Republic fans out there, go check out the artwork. It's dope. It's getting me excited about the High Republic Phase 2 when it comes out. October.
All right.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Good story.
Thank you.
All right, so my turn?
Nope, we're done. All thrill and no filler. No, just joking.
Move along.
new rule. We're only doing 2 news stories, Brian just found out.
I'm out. Yeah. All right. So I got two small little things. First off, a Clone Wars Collector's Edition book has already came out. It came out April 5th. It covers all the seasons, even the Lost Missions and the added season from a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Season 7.
Yeah, season 7. So everything Clone Wars book-wise before this really only had the stuff that was on Cartoon Network, the first 5 seasons. So now we're getting a full thing, making of episodes, just behind the scenes kinds of stuff, and then of course overviews of each episode.
Nice.
And then now, since we're only a couple weeks out from May 4th, check your local library on May 4th. Pretty much one around everywhere is going to have a Star Wars themed day for kids, you know, crafts, snacks, and book readings. Great way to introduce a child to Star Wars.
Ah, Jacob and Jonah, we might be going to the library on May 4th. Heck yeah.
There you go.
Random question about Star Wars Day, May 4th, now I'm thinking about it. How long has May the 4th been official Star Wars Day? Because I feel like that's a fairly recent thing in the zeitgeist of America.
Mike, how long have me and you known each other? Because opening day for baseball was just the other day. So that would have been the day we met. So eight years. It's been at least that long.
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well,
at least that long.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I the first times I remember it were probably 2012. And I remember getting like little pins at like the bookstore ahead of time.
Yeah, that probably makes sense because I think it blew up with meme culture, right? Because you had the May, like Justin Timberlake meme blew up. And then that was sort of, I remember that being shortly after that, May the 4th.
Okay, so.
Oh, did you get the official? Did you Google it?
Yeah.
You hollering at it.
Nice, Mike. Nice.
Good job. Way to use
it. I don't know how. So the first use of the phrase for May the 4th be with you happened May 4th, 1979.
Oh.
That was the first time the phrase happened.
Okay. Way before 2012.
Well, we blew that one.
Was elected. So the Prime Minister of the UK, she said, May the 4th be with you.
In 1979?
What? Yes.
The Prime Minister of the UK. Would be Margaret Thatcher or something?
Yep.
Margaret Thatcher.
Nice. You see that?
One day after she was elected as the Prime Minister.
May the 4th, Mark. God, I hope that's true. I really hope Margaret Thatcher is the OG of May the 4th be with you, a Star Wars Day. Good on her. Cheers.
That's the first time that phrase has been used.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah. I just want Margaret Thatcher that's to be good enough. Yeah, she's the godmother of Star Wars Day. Let's
just leave it at that. That's nice enough.
That's a good did you know.
So all right. I'm guessing the year after it became official, this Star Wars Day probably.
That sounds good. That sounds good. All right. Well, let's move on to the main topic, dudes. All Thriller. All
right. And now we bring you conversations from the cantina.
Here we are with the main topic, All Thriller, No Filler. Tonight, we're going to discuss the difference in Han and Luke's kids, Leia and Luke's kids. I mean, I'm sorry, Han and Leia's and potentially Luke's. You know what? The difference in the children between canon and legends here. That's what we're chatting about.
There's no way around this without bringing up Luke and Mara Jade's child.
There isn't. That's legends. Why I was like, I wanted that. What? Spice it up a little bit.
I actually knew what you were saying.
I knew what you were saying, and then you were just mixing people up. I thought you were doing it on purpose, but.
It's all good. Now we're just ready for Ray and Poe's kids, and we're good to go. Or Ben and Ray's.
Ben, like a grandparent going down the list of names.
Yeah. I'll throw them out there. And Mara Jade.
So
go ahead. But anyways, officially, Star Wars canon versus legend, Han and Leia's kids is sort of the topic of discussion tonight.
Yeah. Yes. A little more specific of a legends versus canon instead of like an overview kind of debate.
Correct. And I think it's, we could debate a little bit about maybe which one is better. I will say I'm fairly limited on my knowledge of one side of this, but I think what's interesting about this topic is the fact that they're so drastically different. Like, I feel like sometimes canon has drawn from Legends in a way that's been pretty congruent and consistent in some ways, but this is like a hard right turn. Is that?
Well, to a point. Well, because first off, here, let's. As far as canon goes, you know, we know of one child, Kylo Ren. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's it.
And we only have, obviously, what we see in the sequel trilogy of him, and then what's in the books, and then some comic books like stuff that like well. That. So there's that. In Legends, they have two children, twins.
Three.
Oh, yes. My bad.
Don't forget about the possessed child. Come on now.
You're not right. Getting that super fan title this season, Brian.
I'm not. And Mike already Googled something fast, so he may be retaining it. No, they have the twins, Jason, or is it Jason or is it Jaken?
Jason.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I believe in the books, on the audiobooks, it was pronounced Jason.
Okay, that's
J-A-C-O-N,
cool.
J-A-C-E-N.
J-A-C-E-N.
C-E-N, excuse me.
Yeah.
So it's Jaina and Jason, and then it was Ben, right?
No, Ben was Luke's. It was Anakin Solo.
Anakin Solo. Okay, and Luke and Mara Jade's child was
Ben.
Ben Skywalker.
Not Ben Solo, like in the canon.
Exactly.
But Ben Skywalker.
Now,
Luke had the relation with Obi-Wan, not Leia and Han.
Which makes more sense.
Correct.
Now, in Legends, there's over 20 books that feature these children heavily.
All three of them, or just is it mostly Jason and Jaina? Jaina or
Jaina?
Jaina.
Jaina, Jason.
J-A-I-N-A.
Got it.
Yeah. Jason and Jaina were obviously born for... They were in the womb during the Thrawn trilogy.
Got it. The OG Thrawn.
So, trilogy. Yeah, that was... And then Anakin was obviously after because he's the youngest. So there was books with Jason and Jaina when they were toddlers. There was a story with Anakin while he was still in the womb being touched by an ancient Darth Lord. So they were always featured. And then once you get to like the New Jedi Order, they're like the main protagonists. In
Got
those
it.
Books and a lot of those books, like it focused heavily on the younger Jedi Knights in that,
and also the Yuuzhan Vong series. They were in that.
Yeah, that's the New Jedi Order.
Oh, I was mixing that up with the one after that, the Legacy series, and the
what was the one in between it? The Killer
Fate
Nest.
Of the Jedi.
What was the Nest one with the bugs?
The Dark Nest trilogy.
Yeah, the Dark Nest trilogy. Yeah.
that's a very on the button name there. I like that. Yeah. I actually had
the stuff ready to go. Yeah.
My knowledge of these characters is like slim to none. Like I know sort of their names and some high level stuff about them really through osmosis from both of you and learning from this. Like maybe we can use this as sort of like the education of fanboy Eric in terms of the original three kids here. But I guess my question would be is like, how beloved were these three characters like of Star Wars fans before Disney bought them? Like, were these like loved characters or were they kind of controversial characters or somewhere in between?
Well, if you wouldn't have read any of the books, you wouldn't have even know they existed.
Yeah,
that's correct. I know that. I know that.
So if you read the books... They
not
were,
everybody, yeah.
Okay, Anakin may be kind of controversial because they kind of made it like, oh, he's named after his grandfather. They kind of showed, oh, he might go to the dark side, even though he never did. Spoiler alert, he also died young.
Yeah. You should have gave a little bit more of a heads up about that spoiler alert.
Well, the book's been out 20 years.
Yeah, it's been 20
years. That's
fair, okay?
I'm not going to go back and read it. I'm not going to. Well, maybe. But
Jason Solo. I think Jason Solo was.
Well,
I don't want to say beloved. He was probably more respected. Jaina Solo, I would say, was more beloved out of all three. If you look at some of the fan films, like there were fan films that involved Jaina Solo.
She was just kind of awesome.
Yeah.
She was the Jedi. Weren't they all force users though? All three of them?
They were all Jedi.
They were very good force users.
Okay.
Jason went to the dark side.
And oh, I didn't realize that. He went to the did he become like a full-on Sith?
Yes.
And I mean, he referred himself as Lord Cadus. Cadus.
Yes.
Oh, Cadus. Oh, I guess I didn't realize. I know that name. I guess I didn't realize that was.
Yeah. And to throw kind of, you know, salt on the wound with his on the wound with his family, his flagship, he named after his dead brother.
Wait, who's his dead brother?
Anakin Solo.
Oh, because Anakin dies. Yeah. He dies. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But then also then he comes back from the dark side and then joins in the Darkness trilogy we just mentioned. These like insectoid things, aliens that like it's like a hive mind sort of thing.
Okay.
And he gets really far out there, and it's really cool. Great little three book trilogy. Yeah. But so he's definitely a cool character, but he definitely reminds me of Kylo Ren.
Yes.
He's like, he's the inspiration for Kylo Ren in some ways.
I think so. And I think Rey is the inspiration, or Jane is the inspiration for Rey.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's what
I believe. That's what you think.
That was a lot of theories after episode 7.
I thought they took the twins and broke them up.
Yeah, kind of like they did with Luke and Leia.
Yeah. But it was, in this case, I mean, they're not really twins. The dyad and the force is what they are in this case.
But yeah,
Jason, that's kind of cool.
Jason kind of flirted with the dark side, and then the Darkness trilogy, he kind of came, and then after that trilogy, the next series is when he went full dark side.
Oh, he went back again. So he went to the dark side, kind of came back. So and then
he kind of dabbled in it during the Yuuzhan Vong War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of helped with the war, but he never fully went. But then once it got to a point with the Galactic Republic, the Federation of the Republic, whatever they called it, that's when he kind of fully went because he came like a commander or something in the army. Yes. Or the military for them, and he kind of went down his grandfather's path.
Yeah, he definitely went down Darth Vader.
He thought he was doing the best thing to protect his family and all this. And
interesting. Yeah. So that's interesting. That's the
you can totally see, you know, the same things going on with some of these characters.
The similarities are there, right? And then Anakin Solo just more or less doesn't exist. Like, he's erased for the time being.
As far as we know. I mean,
Any inspiration of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so how close is, what's Ben Skywalker like compared to, like, Ben Solo?
I honestly...
Ben Skywalker being the son of Luke Skywalker and Mara Jade.
And Mara Jade. I only remember it being that he felt very separated from his parents because he was always with other people because they always had stuff to do.
Yeah, they were always, and he didn't start off very, like, he was strong in the Force, but his abilities, he didn't really.
He shut them off.
Yeah.
As a baby.
Oh, that's interesting. As like an
infant. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe there's some inspiration from Ben Skywalker and Ben Solo as well, too. Because if you read Bloodlines, I think it was Bloodlines because what's it called wasn't there. Like, Ben Solo was sort of off doing his own thing and had some separation from his parents and was upset that he heard.
Well, he's being trained by Luke, I think.
He was being trained by Luke. But I forget what the news was. Like, it was some pretty big, crucial news that, like, he found out from places who weren't Leia and Han. Yeah, it wasn't Leia and Han. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know that was a rift between them in the book. So that's a
theme that was in Legends and now it's in canon too. So
yeah.
I feel this is one of those things that really was more cherry picked from Legends than some people realized. Some of the Kylo Ren type stuff. I mean, this is a very similar story between Kylo Ren and Jason Solo.
That's interesting. I mean, because from my outsider's perspective of this, when I like heard about the children of Han and Leia, I'm like, yo, this is such a far departure from what we got in canon. But it's interesting that maybe it's a little bit closer than I think maybe some people realize.
Oh yeah, it's definitely. It's just I not mean, as
it's the similarity.
You don't have over 20 books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like Brian said, with the similarity, like the rift between Jason and Luke, when Luke, Jason turned to the dark side, is kind of very similar to with Kylo and Luke in canon with the movies and that.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only thing difference is
the name
Kylo. Kylo. Yeah. The name Kylo destroys his school in canon. In Legends, he kills Luke's wife.
Got it. Again,
spoiler for 20.
Wait, so that's wait. Anakin Solo kills Mara Jade?
No, Jason no. Solo.
Jason Solo.
Yeah. Kills Mara Jade. Oh, wow.
There Anakin is. Solo you know, is considered a definitely a good guy throughout his whole young life.
Got yes. it. Okay. Okay. Until he passes away
prematurely. And has okay. a heroic death, as if yeah. I remember Ooh. Correctly.
Very heroic death. Like
a really good one.
And yeah, the girl that he was taught, because he was like 15 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he saved a girl from the Yuuzhan Vong who.
Yeah.
She was a captive for a long time.
And then she ended up having like survivor guilt for the longest time because she was in love with Anakin. And
I mean, so here's the thing, like this is probably going to be a hot take is the fact that I know a lot of people are still upset that Legends has sort of got erased and like replaced with canon and Legends right now. But that is a pretty heavy storyline to like, depict on screen and things like that and being able to take it and do what they did.
That was always one of my biggest points with the Legends versus canon now. Like what was Disney supposed to do? You know?
Yeah, that's a hard like you can't like, that's even then, new dude. Jedi like that's hard.
New Jedi Order TV show.
Star Wars
yeah, but core is know a the kid's, whole storyline.
Yeah, it's a kid's show. It starts off as like it's made for you know, pre-teenagers and early teenagers, the movies are. I'll stick to my thing that I'm still a sequels fan. I love the story of the sequels. I think it was just parts of it were executed poorly. But overall, what they were going for, I enjoyed. Sorry, that's neither here nor there. That's a totally separate discussion. That's a whole nother rabbit hole I'll go down.
Boom!
Boom! Dropped it in there, fanboy Eric. You know it is funny though. I will say, of like a host here, just like quick dark side rant is that you got like Brian, who I think is like the OG trilogy fan. I think Mike, you're the biggest prequel trilogy fan, and I feel like I'm the biggest sequel trilogy fan. So we balance each other out well in that sense.
Yeah,
it works. Although I love the prequels.
Yeah, I mean, I love.
I mean, I love the original trilogy too. So.
Yeah. And you guys both secretly care for the sequels as well.
I never said I hated the sequel trilogy.
I watched it with you. I
think Rogue One is a top three Star Wars movie.
I still remember.
That's in between prequels and original. So yeah, that doesn't count as a sequel.
It's a Disney Star Wars movie.
It's a Disney Star Wars. I will remember the second watching of Rise of Skywalker, Brian. We saw it in IMAX. You remember what your last words were at the end of it? Because I do. We finished it. And you said, yep, I still love it. That was the last thing you said. And I remember that very vividly that that's what you said. So
I really enjoyed seeing that on IMAX. Or...
Huh? That was Rise of Skywalker. No, we saw Rise of Skywalker and IMAX together. Second.
No, not Rise. It was Force Awakens.
No, it was Rise. Absolutely. It was Rise. Promise you.
No, it was Force. No, because Brian and I went and saw Force Awakens and then met all you guys at the theater for a second showing.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
And then,
it's a Skywalker.
And then we went a third time to the Science Center to yes. see it.
Yeah,
in the thing above us.
We're and going then, too far down the dark side.
Leave then, yeah, I think the Last Jedi we saw.
Either way. So there are tons of similarities between Jason Solo and Kylo Ren. Yes. There's a lot of similarities between the kind of Rey and Jaina. Let's talk about that a little bit here. All right. Because Jaina, her nickname in Legends is Sword of the Jedi because she was just awesome in all these. I mean, we got 20 books worth of stuff you could go listen to.
She was an excellent pilot. I mean, excellent lightsaber duelist.
She was just a great soldier and she was a great Jedi and she mixed the two and was able to, and she had the kind of Princess Leia grace. So she was a great character. And I think
so she was like Rey in that sense, like a very like an idealistic Jedi, like what you would really yes. want to have out of a Jedi, like near yes. perfect yeah, in that just sense.
You know, and what are you smiling about, Mike?
Because Eric's slipping in those little comments like Rey's the best Jedi ever.
She's well, not. She's a good Jedi. I mean, I don't think yeah. she's the best ever. Eric does, but that's fine. But she's still a really good one.
She's still well, yeah. really. I'm here. No, I'm not saying we can say best ever this and that, right? That's my belief. But I'm saying in terms of a character that doesn't have a lot of flaws, like is like if you had to like line up, like this is what a Jedi is supposed to be, like
she sounds like monkish, Jaina. Right? She did have she's like a monk so by herself Jaina. In the middle of the desert.
Right. So yeah. it's like there's somebody who doesn't waver very much from their convictions, is can right. able to take like grace and power and mix them together and like live like there's it's hard for people kinda to like do the that.
Princess Leia?
Yeah, that's part of the problem with the Jedi Order is it's so hard to do that and very few people.
Jaina kind of wavered here and there though in the books.
Yeah, but that's fine. She's human.
Well, yeah. But that kind of just kind of contradicts what you guys just said, is what I'm saying.
That's fair. Okay. I mean, yeah, she doesn't go a little to the bit,
dark side.
It's not like a no. full waiver. I mean, Rey doubted like, herself does, with the blood, you know, with
they thought she was going to at one point mm-hmm. after they had her kill her brother and chop his head off.
Yeah, well, I mean, anyone would get a little, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, spoiler alert. Jaina had to kill Jason, her twin.
Wow, Mike, you're just belting.
Man. So if anybody wants to go back and read the read the legends.
20-year-old books, yeah.
No need to do it now.
Either way, I also think there's a lot of similarities between Jaina and Rey. So those two, I mean, I believe are a straight comparison, straight line both ways. So but as far as which ones do I like more, I just have way more content in Legends.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so a question for you then. Maybe this could be like a sort of a final question. Is where, like if somebody wants to go back and learn about these characters, like where do you know where they should start or do you recommend that they even do it? Is this journey of 23 books worth it to you? Like is the story of these characters good enough to go back and read through all that content or is there like maybe a couple of cherry picks or just see some stuff on YouTube and be cool with it.
I personally believe all Legends is worth listening or reading because it's just great fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of it. Now, where you start with them, I don't remember the exact book, but I think the Jedi Academy trilogy is where they start coming up. And
yeah, I think that's when they're actually born because the Thrawn trilogy, they're in the womb. The Jedi Academy trilogy is after that. So, yeah, I think they're...
It's the next trilogy.
They're toddlers?
Yeah, and they're so and that's Jedi five,
Academy. Yeah.
That starts from 5 to 25 years after New Hope. And then their main characters all the way till 40-some plus years after New Hope. And it's more than 20-some books. It may be closer to 40.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah. That's crazy that there's that much content with these characters. And that's... That's awesome. So, okay. That's quite a rabbit hole. More
attached to them.
You
know?
Yeah. Well, dude,
if you want a lot of content,
days of your life with them, you know, weeks, I guess, however you look how long that would take to read.
Yeah. I physically read all those books. So, I mean, it was a while.
That was no Audible, no audiobooks. That was all physical reading those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to like used bookstores and got a lot of them for really cheap, but I would get like 7 or 8 of them at a time because
that's probably what you'd have to do now because you can't find a lot of these things.
Actually,
anymore.
I got to the point with the new Jedi Order series. I was all caught up. So I had to wait for the new one. I would pre-order it and wait for it to come mailed to me.
Really?
Pick it up at the bookstore the day it came out.
I used to love book releases at bookstores.
I used to go to Borders right after work on the day it was released because I had it pre-ordered and I'd go pick it up on my way home from work.
That's cool. I'll say the only time I ever did that was with the Harry Potter stuff. I was full into that hype.
Me too, and that was really fun.
That was
Mines
a lot of fun,
out
dude.
The door for a
for
book.
A book. Great.
I did that with the video games, with the Halo, the midnight release.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we got 30, 40 books that were hundreds of pages each of Kylo Ren and Rey, that, you know, not that Rey's one of their kids, but maybe I would have more attachment or, you know, in this argument of verses.
Yeah. But
for the sake of argument here, 40 or 30 some book, whatever that final number is, that's way more content than just what I feel like I can compare it to in canon.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It's just a larger body of work. So you have a lot more time to grow attached to those characters.
I agree with Brian, but also too, like we said, all the similarity, like what they cherry picked from those characters to put into these canon characters.
Yeah.
Even if they drop 20 books tomorrow on them, I'm probably still going to care more about these legend characters that I basically grew up with reading about.
Okay.
That's fair.
See, there's something there too with that, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be for the new generation of Star Wars fans, the ones that don't carry that baggage of it. It's hard to stay away from that, right? That was a special thing about the Star Wars fandom, which set it apart from other fandoms, is how involved the fans were with the creation of the actual storyline. So that was something that was unique to Star Wars up until recently.
But, you know, if Star Wars now gets a handful of characters that are new, but you can get, you know, a decade and 30 books out of it, people will get really attached to those characters.
Dude, I mean, if we get a Rey series afterward that shows her restarting the Jedi Academy, that could be cool.
It seems like with the High Republic, they're definitely setting the groundwork. You got hundreds of years of gap you could fill. There's lots of characters that Yoda obviously lives that whole span.
Yep. Right? Yep.
So there's lots of characters that they're maybe setting some guideposts here.
Yep.
Or time.
But doesn't the moments next phase jump back in time?
Yes, it does. But then the phase three will go forward. All right. Okay. So final thoughts here. If you had to choose between Jason Solo, Jaina Solo, Anakin Solo, Ben Solo, Silo, or Ben Skywalker, which one's your favorite?
Ooh,
I only choose one out of
only one. Choose one out of five. We've been throwing Rey Palpatine for funds.
I gotta go Anakin Solo. I gotta go Anakin Solo, close second, Jaina Solo.
I think I'm gonna go Anakin Solo.
Anakin Solo, one we talked the least about, because he had the heroic death. Okay.
Dude, I remember really, really loving that character a lot.
He had a great arc in the New Jedi Order. Like,
yeah,
from that first book, what happened at the end, I'm not going to spoil it in case you want to read it.
That's a good thing. You're not going to say your favorite character of the children. We won't spoil his storyline, but it's a bright flame that flashes.
He has a great storyline. Like, it kind of was like, I'll put it this way, it's what people kind of was hoping for with the prequels with Anakin Skywalker, I think. Like the way he progressed in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Well, thank you everybody for sitting with us here through the first episode of season six, aptly named All Thriller, No Filler. continue to look us up. You can hit us up at My Rogue Podcast website. You can also hit us up at myroguepodcast@gmail.com on Facebook and on Twitter. We love hearing questions from you. So if there's anything you want us to address on the show, please reach out at any time. Again, we're going to be doing bi-weekly release for now. Then we're going to be moving into weekly releases once Kenobi comes out. And your sizzler for our next episode is going to be our May the 4th Super Celebration. So be prepared for the All Thriller version of that. We'll leave it at that because it's going to be exciting for you, I promise. And that's going to do it. This is Fanboy Eric.
Super Fan Mike.
And Casual Brian signing out.